Checking in with the MCCSC today, we'll talk to the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources and Operations. It's our good friend, Andrea Mobley. Andrea, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
I'm very happy.
Trying to stay cool.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'm very happy to hear your voice this morning. I had some hiccups yesterday. So you being on the air right now makes me very happy and cools me off. But we have a busy off season, right? You guys aren't doing anything now. This is the time of the year. Students are gone. You put your feet up, eat some bonbons, sit by the pool, right? Nothing going on over there at the MCCSC.
Not quite. Lots of things going on. You know, it's cyclical in nature, and you know, when we finish up one school year, we're gearing up for the next school year.
And talk about the end of the last school year, obviously with the graduations and everything else going on. A fantastic end of the school year. Some great story. Every year we have great stories because we have great kids and great teachers and great educators in our community. This year wasn't any different.
That's true. We're very fortunate. We have a great school system, and we have wonderful students and families, and we had successful graduates that are going on to do great things, whether it's the college, the military, or the workforce. We are very proud of our graduates.
Now, I don't want to say you graduated, but you used to be over at Bloomington North as an assistant principal, and you've now graduated kind of up the ladder to the corporation. Tell me about how your first year has been and some of the changes you've seen.
Yeah, it's been a busy first year, but it's been great. There's been a steep learning curve, but I'm really fortunate that I have a really good staff and wonderful colleagues around me to support me, and it's been a fantastic year, and I'm looking forward to moving on to my second year.
Yeah, it'll get a little easier, right? Once you've been through it one time. That'll be fun. Now, the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources and Operations, that sounds like an awfully full plate. Tell the listeners exactly what your focuses are.
It is. I focus on the hiring of staff, teachers, and support staff, and also the operations aspect in terms of making sure that all of our facilities are operating, and we're doing everything we can to make our schools do what we need to do to support our students.
And when we talk about those staff members, we know this is a very busy time of year. I talked about it earlier. Obviously, Jerry Sanders is going to be the interim superintendent over at RBB. But it seems like when one domino falls, then everybody's kind of reacting to what's going on. How much turnover do you guys have annually, or just at the end of this year since it's your first year? And how do you guys fit those positions to get everybody ready for, what is it, August 4th? That can't be right, can it? That can't be that early.
Well, school starts on August 8th.
Okay, good. Four more days.
Wednesday, August 8th. First day for teachers is Monday, August 6th. But it is a very busy hiring time. I think we're kind of ahead of the game here at MCCSC. We're fortunate that we are able to attract really quality teachers. I've been amazed that we have the quality that we have. Our turnover is pretty typical. Last year, I think we started with about 70 new teachers, and that's pretty typical just with retirements and people moving on, spouses or significant others that, you know, get finish a degree or get a new job and move on. But we are, I think that we are placed really well. We're fortunate that people want to work in MCCSC. People want to live in Bloomington. So we don't see some of the teacher shortages that other parts of the state are seeing.
Do you get some help from your teachers that tell you, hey, before the school year starts, this is going to be my last year, as opposed to, oh, it's March and I've decided I'm going to, or does those retirements come in on different levels?
Well, we do receive several of them in the springtime. As a matter of fact, we had our Evening of the Stars that in May when we celebrate our retirees as well as our teachers that are recognized for going above and beyond. And so we were fortunate that we had many teachers that we knew that were retiring in May. And then a few will come in over the summer as people get out of the school and then kind of have time to reflect and think and plan. So we have the majority of them before school is out, and then a few will come in over the course of the summer.
Andrea Mobley is our guest this morning. She checks in. She's the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources and Operations. And when we're looking around, is it harder to fill teacher positions? You told me everybody wants to work here. Do you have principals, assistant principals? I know obviously when you moved, somebody had to replace you. Mm-hmm. Is there a list of people lined up for this? We know everybody wants to work here, but sometimes are the job descriptions different in that?
Well, last year we did have several new principals, but this year we're pretty steady with that. We've got one assistant principal position that's opened up at Tri-North, and then we are having a new principal at University Elementary. Mr. Glenn Hopkins will be starting there next year, so we're excited about that. He's coming to us from RBB, and so we're very happy that he will be joining us. There are some positions that are a little more difficult to find. It's more competitive, for instance, in the area of special education. Some science and math positions that are very specific are sometimes a little more difficult to find.
Is that a lack of teachers with that training or a lack of teachers with that background? Is that what that comes down to, you think?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay. So if someone's out there thinking, I'm in the education field and I need to get a job quicker than others, those are some things you can focus on because, yeah, you need it. Everybody needs it. And sometimes when you have the talent pool that's slight, that's where you come in and got to go out there and shake the bushes. Do you actively recruit in those positions? Tell me how that works then.
We do. And, you know, I think that teaching is such a wonderful, rewarding profession. And I think that sometimes we don't do a very good job of talking about all the positives in education because there are challenges. We all know that there's challenges in every profession. But education is truly a rewarding career. And I think that young people need to know that, and we need to get the word out that education is a great career. It can be so rewarding.
Absolutely, and obviously
and we do recruit. We actively recruit. We go to job fairs at Indiana University and various places across the state, northern Indiana, southern Indiana. We're always recruiting, and we're always trying to recruit a diverse staff and faculty.
You should, because it matches obviously the kids in the classroom and our town. So that's not surprising at all. Mm-hmm. Andrea Mobley is our guest this morning. Well, we laughed and said nothing's going on in the summer and it's cyclical. Well, part of the cycle is summer school. Tell me what's happening at MCCSE.
Yes, we have summer school underway at Fairview Elementary School, at Bloomington High School South, and we have adventure camp that is occurring at Summit Elementary.
So everybody's out and about getting ready to have some fun. Hopefully everybody has their sunscreen on and is not melting here during these last couple of days. Also, this summertime, you have chances to get your buildings all stacked up and put together and get everybody ready for the next school year. After 1 year in your position, looking ahead to next school year, obviously it's going to be easier for you, but what do you think some of the keys are to making your life easier now that you've had 1 year under your belt? A little bit easier to get organized, knowing where everything's at?
Oh, yes, certainly. Like I said, I have a great staff here to support me. But I know that things will be a little bit easier this year with having been through things once already. But, you know, every year brings new challenges, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, excellent. We'll let you get back to some of your summer. We hope you get a break in there as well, because everybody needs a little recharging of the batteries. And we'll get caught up with you when the school year happens. So have a great rest of the summer, Andrea. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.